Friday of the 2019 Nebraska State High School Volleyball Tournament. Doug Duda with you on this Class C2 opening semifinal between the Hawkettes of Hastings St. Cecilia and the Eagles of Lutheran High Northeast coming out of Norfolk. Talking to Alan Van Cure before the match, he just turned to me and said, "These guys are good." And when St. Cecilia Hall of Fame coach says that, you tend to believe him. But they do come in with six losses on the year. Who have they played? Wayne, still alive, Archbishop Bergen in the D1 final, Norfolk Catholic, Ponca, Hardington Cedar Catholic, and then Norfolk Catholic again. But five of their first six losses came in the opening month of the season. They've only lost once since then, and they put together quite the run. In fact, they actually beat Centura in four sets, a team from our listing area, in the district championship. But Hastings St. Cecilia, I'm going to tell you, folks, are the best volleyball team I've watched all year, and St. Paul is right there with them. It's 1-2 as the two best teams I have seen play. So it seems to be at this point of the day, who plays their best match here this afternoon. St. Cecilia wins. They would advance to the final tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Superior and Grand Island Central Catholic are on the other side. And, of course, Superior, one of the teams that has given St. Cecilia a little bit of problems in the past, one of the three teams that has beat them this year, while St. Cecilia owns a win over Grand Island Central Catholic on three different occasions, including that epic five-setter in the sub-district final. We'll take a break and be back with more on our pregame show in 1 minute here on The Breeze.
Anywhere fall activities take you, Friesen Ford has you covered with a great selection of new and pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, SUVs right on our lot. Friesen Ford has a selection to make it anywhere your fall activities take you. From marching band practices to high school football and volleyball games, their friendly sales team will work with you to find a car that fits your needs, and easy financing options are available. See the selection today at Friesen Ford, just off I-80 in Aurora, or online at friesenford.com for sales, service, parts. Trust your friendly Friesen Ford team.
Five Points Bank is strongly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do, and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way's annual campaign. Also, we make meaningful contributions to numerous community, educational, and civic organizations in our quest to make the quality of life in our area as strong as possible.
Giving back, it's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. Five Points Bank, locally owned, locally managed, the better bank.
The Breeze, 94.5.
We are getting underway a little late here in our 1 o'clock contest because of a five-set match that went on in D2. When you play here at Pinnacle Bank, they have two courts going on simultaneously, and they have to wait for both of them to finish up before they can advance on and get you into the next round. So here's what's happened so far today. It was Bruni Davenport Schickley winning a five-setter for the second time since they've been down here at the state tournament. They're able to do that over Wynot, 20-25, 25-11, 14-25. They had to win the fourth set 30-28, and then they 15-2 win in the fifth set. They'll play Humphrey St. Francis, who was also a five-set winner today, 15-13 over Lawrence Nelson. In Class D1, Archbishop Bergen wins a tight four-setter over Pleasanton, where three of the four sets were decided by 2 points, and Diller O'Dell is able to sweep out Hardington Cedar Catholic. C1 is going on right now. St. Paul is taking on Broken Bow. St. Paul is undefeated, haven't lost a set all season. One of the two losses Broken Bow has this year is to St. Paul. And then Wahoo will be taking on Lincoln Lutheran. And then tonight, it's Classes A and B. In Class A, Millard North will take on Gretna, Papillion-La Vista South against Pius. And in B, Scutt will take on Norris, and Waverly will take on Duchesne. It's also quarterfinal football 11-man tonight here on The Breeze, 94.5. C2 top seed Sutton will welcome in Battle Creek. On the Power 99, it'll be St. Paul hosting Aquinas on 1230 KHAS. Hastings High is at Waverly and Adams Central Aurora on ESPN 1550, and all of those games kick off at 7 o'clock. But right now it's volleyball. St. Cecilia and Lutheran High Northeast playing for a spot in the 2019 final. And we'll look at the starting lineups right after this.
The name Mary Lanning Healthcare indicates that we are more than just a hospital, that we are in fact focused on the health of this community. And it's about providing it with a little bit more of a family touch and a little bit more care inside of that healthcare component. You know, I always say every hospital is as good as the medical staff that supports it, and we're fortunate to have a fantastic medical staff who is absolutely engaged in what we're doing. It's important that the Hastings community understand that Mary Lanning is a not-for-profit organization, which means the decisions that govern our organization are made locally. What I want the Hastings community to understand is that our success, Mary Lanning's success, is dependent on their support, which means that you're going to get our best every time you step in the front door. My name is Eric Barber, and I'm the president and CEO of Mary Lanning Healthcare.
Mary Lanning Healthcare, your care, our inspiration.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to the Friesen Ford pregame show. Here's a look at your starting lineup for today's C2 semifinal. First off, for Lutheran High Northeast, they'll serve it away with number 9, 5'7 sophomore outside hitter Lauren Berman. Number 11, 5'11 junior middle hitter Aubrey Herbelsheimer. Number 3, 5'8 senior outside hitter Kendra Rosberg. Number 10, 5'8 junior outside hitter Becca Gebhardt. Number 8, 5'8 sophomore middle hitter Mia First. And number 1, 5'6 junior center Chloe Spence. The libero is number 20, 5'7 junior Haley Berner. The head coach is Kathy Gebhardt, assisted by Megan Gebhardt and Amy Berner. 29-6 after beating Clarkson, Lee, and Stanton in the sub-districts. They beat Centura in the district final and over Bishop Newman yesterday. For Hastings St. Cecilia, number 18, 5'10 senior center McKenna Asher. Number 9, 5'7 senior outside hitter Chloe McCauley. Chloe is one of the top players on this team with over 180 kills. Five of them have that. Then it's number 4, 5'11 junior middle hitter Catherine Hamburger. Number 6, 5'4 sophomore center Jill Parr. Number 29, 6'1 senior outside hitter Tori Thomas. And number 28, 6'1 sophomore Addie Kierkegaard is Addie Kierkegaard. And you had to wait to hear that. 42 years they just announced as a head coach at St. Cecilia. For Alan Van Curra, the libero is Aaron Sheehy. They are 33-3, beating Donovan Trumbull and Grand Island Central Catholic in the sub-districts, Bridgeport in the district final, at Arcadia Loop City yesterday. And you've been listening to the Friesen Ford pregame show, sponsored by Friesen Ford in Aurora and Friesen Chevrolet in Sutton. We'll serve it up after this timeout.
Livingston Butler Vaughan's Funeral Home and Cremation.
When it comes to funerals and making pre-arrangements, Livingston Butler Vaughan Funeral Home is the right choice in Hastings. Now, with over a century of service, every possible funeral choice, including on-site cremation, they are a friend to turn to when your need is greatest. By pre-arranging that funeral today with Butler Vaughan, it means your family will have more time to grieve and heal without all the last-minute decisions. Pre-arrange with Livingston Butler Vaughan Funeral Home and Cremation Center today.
The Breeze, 94.5. The Breeze, 94.5.
Well, let's get the state volleyball semifinals underway here on Power 99 as Asher will serve it away for St. Cecilia, but it goes into the net, and Lincoln Lutheran will get the opening point. So now we bring back Amber Bockelman to serve it away. Set to the outside, middle attack by St. Cecilia is on the board with Catherine Hamburger, side out here for St. Cecilia. Tori Thomas leads the way for St. Cecilia, 367 kills. Hamburger is second on the team. For Lutheran High, it is all about Becca Gebhardt, 403. We're going to get a lift called here on Lutheran High Northeast. It's 2-1 St. Cecilia on the serve of Chloe McCauley. Best of five to see who plays in the state championship. For St. Cecilia, the last time that they won it all was in 2015. Serve across here, McCauley. Right side attack going to be sent wide by the Eagles. It's out of bounds on the swing of Rosberg. And 3-1 so far is St. Cecilia. St. Cecilia had a fairly easy time with Arcadia Loop City yesterday. Serve down the middle again by McCauley. Handled there by Libero Berner. To the outside, power tip goes into the corner that time for Gebhardt. They're able to scramble and get it back across. Good job by the Libero Sheehy to go get it. Now outside, the swing is going to come off of Thomas with the dig. And it'll be tipped back off the block, and St. Cecilia will get the point with Catherine Hamburger. Had to make a couple of nice digs off Gebhardt's swing 4-1 St. Cecilia. McCauley right in the middle of that service area. A little triple jump type of serve. Fired to the back corner there. Picked up by Bachelman. Outside attack down and good for Gebhardt. Her first of the match. And Lincoln Lutheran is on the board now. 4-2. And back to serve it away will be Berner. So Berner right in the middle back. Serves it away. It's a short serve. It's an ace serve. 4-3. Berner drops it in. Allie so far on the season, 38 ace serves. That does lead her Eagle team. And the serve down the middle again. This time the pass by Sheehy to the outside. Thomas tight to the net, but she adjusts with the left hand, tips it down, and good. Torrey's first kill here of the semifinal. 5-3 St. Cecilia here on KLIQ-FM. Hastings, Junietta, and Prosser, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Our internet streaming brought to you by Barney Insurance. Serves a strong one across to Berner. Set to the middle. This time off balance. It'll be taken across there by First. Out to Thomas for St. Cecilia. Angle attack. Garnered there by Berner the libero. Outside. Here comes Gebhardt again. Termination. Eagles. St. Cecilia has seen the best this state has to offer. They're going to say that attack, though, was out of bounds. So Gebhardt doesn't register the kill. Instead, it will be 6-3. And the serve across by Hamburger. Bump set middle, roll shot across, out of the back row. Here's St. Cecilia to Thomas. Thomas into the block. Good block up front that time by Rosberg. St. Cecilia saves it and sends it across, but out of bounds by Hamburger. And that'll make it 6-4. So Northeast eventually gets that fourth point, just one later than they had hoped. Rotating in is Maddie Becker. 5'7 junior to serve and see how long she'll stay in there. Floats it into the middle. Hamburger set to the outside. Here's Thomas off the tip. Gets another kill. Torrey with her second. Hamburger with two. That's four of the 7 points here for St. Cecilia. Back to serve it away will be Jill Parr. St. Cecilia doesn't do a whole lot of substituting with this rotation if you haven't seen them play this year. Their first 6-7 with the libero is what they like to stick with. Bump set to the outside here for the Eagles on the angle attack. First takes it, picked up here. St. Cecilia goes to Asher. Left-handed attack, almost a lift there by Berner. They don't call it. It's passed back across. Here's a one-hand punch across by the center and Parr, and I think they're going to get her for the back row attack. Yep. She was serving, and there was nothing she could do to try to keep it out of the net. Addie Kierkegaard was calling for it, but they just couldn't get her the ball. So side out here for the Eagles, and Becca Gebhardt now serves it away. Slaps it across to Overdig. It's going to be slipped across by Asher. Lutheran High will roll it across here by Berman. And a bump set to the back row. Now Asher will come up and take it from the 10-foot line. Lutheran High Northeast back set right side. Blocked up front by Kierkegaard. Northeast saves it, but they will call him for a lift or a double hit. And a point for Hastings St. Cecilia off the Kierkegaard block. Now back to serve it away will be Torrey Thomas. 8-5 over on the other court. Broken Bow has jumped out to an 8-4 lead over St. Paul. Here's the middle attack by Chloe Spence, and she's going to get a quick kill on a one-timer for Lutheran High. 8-6 as we rotate through quickly this opening service rotation. Mia first to serve it away here for the Eagles. They have been the state champions back-to-back 10-11. They run her up in 12, and how about an ace serve for first? The first for her, the second for the Eagles. They've cut it to 1-8-7. So they definitely have a little bit of history here at Lutheran High Northeast. But they haven't been here the last couple of years, so these girls are fairly new at it as the outside attack is rolled over by McCauley, and she'll get the kill for the Hawkettes. Back to serve it away will be Erin Sheehy. All of Lutheran High Northeast, since they became a school, they did it in a decade. From 2008 to 2016, they've been here quite a bit. Served by Sheehy, attack right side. Spence, they're looking for a tip, and they are not going to get it. It is out of bounds point for St. Cecilia. 10-7. And Sheehy ready to serve it away again. We are so fortunate to be right in front of the Hawk student section and cheerleaders as they are cheering on their team. Block at the net by Asher, and Asher going to get the kill. Well, the block at least. McKenna Asher. A little debate there from Herbelsheimer. She says, I thought I dug that out of there. But they're going to say no by the up official and make it 11-7. Sheehy serve again. Right down the middle, picked up by Gebhardt to the outside. The shot by Berman is going to be dug out. Asher from the 10-foot line, off the tip, gets the kill. First kill for Asher right after the block. Four in a row, St. Cecilia. Timeout, Lutheran High Northeast. Opening set of the state semifinals, St. Cecilia 12, Lutheran High Northeast 7 on the Breeze.
You were ready for the holiday season. Then Aunt Lisa texts that she's bringing over the whole extended family, plus their phones, tablets, and laptops. Can your Wi-Fi handle all that? Prepare your home now for the holidays with Allo Blast, powered by Wi-Fi 6. Enjoy increased range, stronger performance, the best internet experience possible. Let us focus on technology so you can focus on family. Switch to Allo Internet TV and phone service at allofiber.com/holidays or call 303-6112 today.
Trust is earned over generations, not seasons. For over 165 years, the Rank family's been earning that trust where it counts the most. In your fields. And yields, they don't lie. With over 1,000 top finishes in first and state trials over the last 3 years, Rank Seed proves its value through superior genetics and production. One family, seven generations, all working for your success. Rank means results.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Back to action out of the Lutheran High timeout. They'll go with a back road attack here and get the kill for Becca Gebhardt. That'll be her third side out for Lutheran High Northeast. 12-8 in favor of Hastings St. Cecilia. Busy town, St. Cecilia's volleyball playing here. Well, Hastings was beaten yesterday, but Hastings High and Adams Central playing football tonight. Serve down the middle to Thomas, outside Asher. Angle attack is popped up there by Spence for the Eagles. Bump set to the 10-foot line. Half swing across by Rosberg. Great save over there by Parr and Hamburger. Hamburger picks it up. Middle attack now for Northeast, and somehow it's flicked back across by McCauley. This time the outside attack by the Eagles is going to be Berman. St. Cecilia back in a point. They're blocked up front. Dig made by Sheehy. Quick in the middle, and Hamburger will terminate. Oh, that's how you turn it around right there. St. Cecilia had no business winning that point, and they did, and that just shows the greatness of that point for the Hawkettes. 13-8. Big point for Hamburger as she dug it early in the rally and then got the kill. Asher serves it. Middle attack going to be taken back over by Herbelsheimer, and it doesn't matter. There's Hamburger again. Point St. Cecilia. Asher at the service line. McKenna first in the rotation, one of the setters, but she can play all positions. Asher also has 217 kills. As the serve is across to Berner, slide right side, didn't connect really well, so Rosberg just halves it across. Now back over to St. Cecilia, the block. Ace block by Herbelsheimer on the swing of McCauley. Side out Lutheran High, Northeast, back into the ball game. Amber Bachelman, 5'6 sophomore, 23 ace serves coming into the state tournament. And Bachelman serve. Floats it across to Sheehy. Asher gets it to the outside, and Hamburger will terminate, but it is out of bounds. Point, Lutheran High. They have not scored more than two in a row so far in the match. A chance to change that here on the Bachelman serve. They do have a couple of ace serves. Lutheran High lost to St. Cecilia in the first round in five sets back in 2013. So there is a little history between the teams, but not much. Blocked up front by Hamburger. Pass to the outside, and there's the tip across by Gebhardt. Great save by Asher. Roll shot across by McCauley. Eagles back set right side, but not connecting, so it has to be tipped across. Here's Asher with the quick in the middle, and Hamburger another kill. Hamburger has it going right now in the first set for the Hawkettes. 15-10, and Chloe McCauley will go back and serve it away. Takes a little extra time back there, slapping the volleyball around, and fires it over. Short serve, picked up though by Berner to the outside. Gebhardt and another kill for Becca. She has four of her team's five kills. 15-11, Lutheran High Northeast. Broken Bow continues to lead St. Paul 14-9 on set number, or court number two. Serve is across by Haley Bonner, outside Tori Thomas. Number three for Thomas, a no-doubter from the left side, and now Hamburger will go back and serve it away. State volleyball brought to you by Mary Lanning Healthcare. Your care, our inspiration. Serve is passed back over the net and an easy tip down for Kierkegaard. If it hits the net, it's an ace. If it comes above it, it's an easy tip down for Kierkegaard and a service point for Catherine Hamburger. 17-11, St. Cecilia. Same spot, almost the same result. Right side attack short of the net. Lutheran High is going to have a substitution. Coach goes right to the bench here. Coach Kathy Gebhardt, whose daughter Beck is the one that's causing all the havoc, is going to bring in Grace Bitney, a 5'8 junior. 18-11. Hamburger serve is well into the outside. Gebhardt off the double block and good. Becca with her fifth kill. Side out Lutheran High Northeast, 18-12. And back to serve it away will be Maddie Becker. Rotates in to serve, and Becker serve. Cuts it from right to left to Sheehy. Asher sets to the outside. Thomas blocked and dug out by Asher. Pops it high in the air. Bump set back to Thomas from the 10-foot line. Well placed, but flicked back over. And then Kierkegaard returns it, but out of bounds. Nice save on the back row there by Becker. Point, Lutheran High. Now Becker gets to serve it away again. Eagles need to get a little run to get back in this first set. Over to Thomas, to Kierkegaard. Left-hander drives it off Gebhardt and gets her second kill. Point, Hastings St. Cecilia. Not been a lot of long rallies so far in this first set. Been a couple, but not many, as Jill Parr goes back to serve it away. 12 kills, a couple of ace blocks already in the set for St. Cecilia. Serve across there to Bachelman. Right side attack with Gebhardt. He's dug out back row to Thomas for St. Cecilia over the double block. Dig by Varner. Middle attack is going to be halved across that time by first. St. Cecilia goes back to Thomas. It hit the tape and did not get over. Attack error. Point Eagles. St. Paul now fighting back in C1, 16-14 Broken Bow. Here we're in the first set, 19-14, St. Cecilia over Lutheran High Northeast. The winner plays tomorrow at 1 at the Devaney Center in the state championship. Thomas, outside attack, loves that left side. Dug out there by Berner. Off of Asher's block, trying to dig at Thomas, and they're not able to get it back because they slid under the net. That's just good hustle, though. They did everything they could to keep the ball in play. And a 4-1 run now by the Eagles to cut it to 4, 19-15. Gebhardt, though, in the back row with the serve. She'll slap it across to Parr. It's going to be an ace. 19-16 on the ace serve from Gebhardt. Third ace of this set. And Coach Van Kerr going to call the timeout. With your score, 19-16, Lutheran High Northeast, the first set of the state volleyball semifinals on the Breeze.
Get the best deals of the season on new 2020 John Deere combines during the early order program at Landmark Implement. Whether you're looking to improve your existing combine or you've been wanting to upgrade to a new model year, now is the time to lock in the best price. Get the largest cash discounts and best financing rates during Landmark's early order program. Contact your local Landmark location for full details and experience the Landmark difference.
The Breeze, 94.5.
I want to say a big thank you to our producer and engineer, Sterling, back at the studios. Doug Duda with you here on The Breeze, 94.5. St. Cecilia State Volleyball action. And they have the lead in this opening set. But it has been trimmed to 3 at 19-16. Gebhardt is serving it away now, 19-16, and Gebhardt just picked up another ace. Good hustle by Sheehy, and they will get Asher to pass it back over. Free ball here, the set made by Becker. Right side tip across by Spence. St. Cecilia still scrambling to get it. Asher over swing into the net. Point Eagles. The 7-point lead has been whittled down to 2. Becca Gebhardt continues to serve, trying to cut it to 1. Short floater. Sheehy got it. Asher sets it to Thomas, but it's a little wide, so Thomas can only tip it across to Berner. Middle attack this time, overswung into the net. Oh, that ends the run by Lutheran High Northeast. St. Cecilia didn't get a good swing back over. Thought the Eagles would be able to counter. Now Tori Thomas to serve it away. The senior, how about an ace? A serve for Thomas, 21-17. And just like that, St. Cecilia now back up by 4. And a timeout going to be called by Lutheran High Northeast. 21-17, Hawkettes opening set of the C2 semifinals here on The Breeze.
Selecting the right insurance company is an important process, and there are many aspects to consider. Klein Insurance has many years of experience to back up their service, so you can be assured your investments are protected. Get your free no-obligation insurance quote on home, auto, business, farm, or crop insurance. Give yourself the peace of mind that so many clients already have with Klein Insurance. Klein Insurance, 710 South Burlington in Hastings. Insurance with service since 1959.
The Breeze, 94.5.
St. Cecilia back in the semifinals after a couple-of-year hiatus. They were here last year but got beat in the opening round by eventual state champion Blue Hill. Torrey Thomas serves up 21-17. Middle attack, Spence, far corner, got the kill. Second kill for Chloe, but according to my numbers, only two players have registered a kill here for the Eagles, and that is Spence and Gebhardt. And now first to serve it away. Sheehy has it. Parr goes low to save it. Outside attack going to be taken across there by McCauley. Back to the outside comes Lutheran High with the swing. Berman, Thomas with the dig. Asher with a left-handed attack off the block and good. Second kill for McKenna. 22-18 St. Cecilia. And Aaron Sheehy goes back to serve it away. 3 points away from the opening set. And the serve down the middle, handled there by the libero. Berner to the outside, the attack taken over by Berman. St. Cecilia going to get a good look from Asher again. She tries to tip it over, a couple of one-hand swings, and Gebhardt will pass it over. Free ball, Parr into the middle, tipped over by Hamburger. Once again, the Eagles try to dig it up, and we have a whistle and a violation on Lutheran High. Into the net, 23-18. Sheehy to serve. 2 points away from the opening set. Pounds that one too deep and out of bounds. Service error, the first of the match for St. Cecilia. Lutheran High Northeast to serve it away with Chloe Spence over in C1. Broken Bow 21, St. Paul 19 in the first set. Served by Spence is deep and out of bounds. So the teams exchange the service errors, and it's now game point for Hastings St. Cecilia and McKenna Asher. We'll go back and serve it away. St. Cecilia, couple of big-time seniors. Asher's knuckleball off a burner into the seats. A serve, and that's how it'll wrap up in set number one. St. Cecilia, 25. Lutheran High, Northeast, 19. We'll be back and take a look at the numbers of the opener in 1 minute on the Breeze.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings offers congratulations to the St. Cecilia volleyball team on making it to the state tournament. Our clinic works with all the area schools, keeping them healthy and on top of their game. Our therapists are trained to rehabilitate sports injuries and help athletes return to the court as soon as possible. Located at 207 South Burlington, call us at 402-462-8824. Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings, providing you with the assistance and knowledge you need for a speedy recovery. Go Hawkettes!
Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Think Husker Power products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power products, your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engines and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Now, also located in Sutton.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Set number one of the books. Here's the numbers I had for Lutheran High Northeast. Chloe Spence, two kills. Maddie Becker, one service point. Mia first and ace serve. Becca Gebhardt, three service points. One was an ace, five kills. Aubrey Holberscheimer, an ace block. Amber Bachman, a service point. And Haley Berner, an ace serve. Seven kills, one ace block, three ace serves. For St. Cecilia, Aaron Shee, three service points. Catherine Hamburger, three service points, five kills. Chloe McCauley, three service points and a kill. McKenna Asher, two service points. One was an ace block and two kills. Addie Kierkegaard, an ace block and two kills. And Torrey Thomas, an ace serve and three kills. 13 kills, two ace blocks, two ace serves. The Hawkettes take the opening set, 25-19. Back with game two against Lutheran High Northeast after this timeout.
Hi, this is Brent from Keys Pharmacy here in Hastings. By now you've heard of CBD. At Keys Pharmacy, we have professional-grade farm-to-pharmacy CBD oils and salves. CBD products can be used for pain, anxiety, and insomnia. We even have CBD products safe for your pets. And we're here to answer any questions you might have about our professional-grade CBD products. Stop in to see us at Keith's Pharmacies, your friendly pharmacies in Hastings, downtown, or at Keith's Medical Park.
The Breeze, 94.5.
We're back to volleyball here on The Breeze with Lutheran High Northeast to serve it away here in game number two. Asher with the first swing puts it right down for St. Cecilia. And McKenna has her third kill. All eyes, though, are on court number one, where Broken Bow is serving for the set against St. Paul. Remember, St. Paul hasn't lost a set all year. Asher's serve is across. Picked up there by Berner. Back row attack, driven down and good by Becca Gebhardt, her sixth. 1-1. Thomas back into the position number five. And over to serve it away is Amber Bockelman. So Bockelman serve. Sends it down the middle. Off of McCauley. Stays in the back row. Asher standing spike. Oh, she found a corner. McKenna Asher with a beautifully placed roll shot. First two kills here of the set. St. Cecilia, 2-1. And McCauley now will go back and serve it away. McCauley spins it, fires it, just drops over. Here's the set to the outside. Gebhardt, it is off a tip and good. So Beckett gets the kill to tie it at 2-2. St. Cecilia won the opener by a score of 25-19. Haley Berner will serve it away, and it has happened. Broken Bow has beaten St. Paul in the first set. Middle attack here for Catherine Hamburger. Hastings St. Cecilia has it returned right back over. Asher to Thomas. Thomas on the angle attack. The dig is made. Eagles go to the outside. Gebhardt with the tip. Here's the set to the outside. Thomas, roll shot in the middle. St. Cecilia waiting for it to come back. A lift is going to be called on Lutheran High. So there is your story of the state tournament right now. Broken Bow, I believe it was 84 consecutive sets that St. Paul had won, and it comes to an end of the state semifinals. Back here, the Hamburger on the serve. Tip Gebhardt. Asher will overpass it across the net. They'll set it up on a slide right side. The attack driven across there by Rosberg. St. Cecilia, Asher runs down. The two ball gets it back on the court. Thomas bumps it across. Gebhardt on the attack, off the block that time of Kierkegaard. Addie with the ace block. That'll be her second. 4-2 in favor of St. Cecilia. Hamburger at the service line. And this one's a line shot serve. Ace. 5-2, Hastings St. Cecilia. Hamburger back to serve it away again. 5-2, Hawkettes won the opener, 25-19. Serve into the corner, they let it go, they call it an ace. Back-to-back aces for Catherine Hamburger. Hamburger coming in, third on the team with 44 aces. Asher with an astounding 70 ace serves this year. What a 1-2 punch. Here comes Lutheran High with a tip try. Thomas sends it right back across the net. Now it'll be Gebhardt, off-balance swing. One-arm return by Asher out of the middle. They'll try the middle attack again, and Northeast is out of bounds on the swing of first. 7-2, St. Cecilia. Hamburger with four in a row, including a pair of ace serves. And she'll try to move it to the left side and put it into the net. So a service error makes it 7-3. And a side out here for St. Cecilia. They will have to set on the back burner and play defense as the serve of Maddie Becker is coming over for Lutheran High Northeast. Handled there by Sheehy. Goes to Kierkegaard, who just droops it over the double block and gets the ball right back here for Hastings St. Cecilia. So Kierkegaard puts it down. Kierkegaard makes it 8-3. And back to serve it away will be Jill Parr. Parr elevates, sends it over, gets an ace. 9-3 and a timeout by Lutheran High Northeast. St. Cecilia wins the opener 25-19, and now they're serving strong for a 9-3 lead in the second. You're listening to State Volleyball Tournament on the Breeze.
Family Medical Center of Hastings is the place to go for all your healthcare needs. Their team is trained to treat the whole person, regardless of age. They provide a wide range of medical care, including acute care, routine health screenings, and treatment of chronic conditions. Family Medical Center is the area's only independent family medicine clinic. They're dedicated to providing you the best care in the most cost-effective manner. Your family's home for health care. 1021 West 14th Street, proud to support all area student athletes.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Doug Duda back with you here on The Breeze and PlatteRiverPreps.com, our internet streaming brought to you by Barney Insurance. Glad to have you along with us here on this state semifinal Friday, ahead of football tonight. And serving it away will be Jill Parr with a 9-3 lead. Here's Herndon to the outside. Gebhardt blocked, and an ace block for Torrey Thomas as it stayed in. Everybody's eyes turned immediately to see if that ball had landed on the line, and it indeed did. So Parr will get to serve it away again, and it is 10-3 now in favor of Hastings St. Cecilia. Hawkett's short serve just gets across, picked up there by Berner to the outside. Roll shot won't get across the net. St. Cecilia did not touch it. It's four hits, 11-3. And this is almost too much of a comeback, too much of a lead for them to try to come back from. Serve droops across, picked up there by Berner. Back set Gebhardt. There's an angle attack that's passed back out of bounds. Kill for Becca Gebhardt. She has three kills of the Lutheran 4 points here in set number two. And a serve by Gebhardt. Becca takes it over to Sheehy. Set outside. Thomas goes with the tip. Blocked right back at her, but she saves it, and Asher drives it across. Gebhardt with the overdig. Tipped down by Thomas. Kierkegaard and Thomas are up there to get a finger on it. Might have been Kierkegaard, they say, that actually tipped it, so that's where we'll give the number. And Thomas will go back to serve it away at 12-4. Thomas serves it back middle, picked up there by Gebhardt. Set, Spence. Spence, big swing that Sheehy's able to handle. What a great dig. And rolled across by McCauley. One more time, back row by Gebhardt. Sheehy got a hand on it, but this time not enough. Nine kills for Becca Gebhardt. Side out for Lutheran. And to serve it away will be Grace Bitney. First set went to St. Cecilia, 25-19. They're up 12-5 in the second. And Bitney serve. Sheehy handles it, but it stays in the back row. Parr passes it, but St. Cecilia can only bump it across. Here's the set to the middle, and it's going to be tipped into the block of Kierkegaard. And Kierkegaard with the block on the tip try of Herbelsheimer. That'll be her third. 13-5, Hastings St. Cecilia. Sheehy will go back and serve it away. Sheehy's line drive serve is picked up there by Chloe Spence. High bump set to the middle attack. Gebhardt is able to get it over. St. Cecilia goes to Hamburger. She'll tip it across, and another lift going to be called on St. Cecilia, or excuse me, in the net violation going to be called on the Eagles. 14-5, St. Cecilia. Sheehy, four service points now in the match. Looking for number five. Drops it across to Gebhardt. Trying to put it in the donut hole, but Sheehy takes it out to the outside. Roll shot coming across here by McCauley. Lutheran high, can't get it back very good, so a free chance here for Hamburger. She attacks. It's slapped back above the net. Asher can't put it away, and then passed out of bounds here by Lutheran high. Point, St. Cecilia. Aaron Sheehy with the score, 15-5. St. Cecilia in command against Superior and Grand Island Central Catholic. The other half of this semifinal, St. Cecilia's played them both. Here is the set, but it's behind the attacker that time in Herbelsheimer, so she had to reach back to float it across. Now back to the Eagles. Outside attack taken over there by Berman. How about McCauley for St. Cecilia to answer with a kill? Second kill for Chloe. And we will get the second time out here for Lutheran High Northeast. They've got to find a way to right the ship before we get to the third set, because this is probably a lost cause in the second. 16-5, St. Cecilia. They won the opener. We'll be right back.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
Mattress Direct in Hastings now sells cribs. Bivona cribs and changing tables are stylish, affordable, and quality constructed. They are even convertible to become a toddler or full-size bed to grow with your child for years to come. And with prices starting at $199, they won't break your bank. Now that's getting more than you expect. Mattress Direct, next to Furniture Direct in Hastings. And find even more savings online at FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
I perform for our high school choir director, who taught me to breathe from the diaphragm and sing from the heart. Speech, debate, theater, music. The performing arts teach valuable life lessons that typically aren't taught in the classroom. They help high school students learn leadership skills that prepare them to enjoy more satisfying, productive lives.
Hey, I've got a question for you. Who will you perform for?
This message presented by the Nebraska School Activities Association and the high school in your community.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Out of the timeout from Lutheran High Northeast, we get a lift call on the Eagles, and the run continues here for Erin Sheehy, 17-5. She's served four in a row, looking for five right here. Floats it across to Burner, set to the outside. The attack is blocked. Asher is up there with Hamburger, and McKenna will get her second ace block, the sixth ace block of the match for St. Cecilia. And Sheehy just keeps putting that ball in play, and that's the key. As a short floater, and we say that, it goes into the net. Over in C1, St. Paul 10, Broken Bow 9 in the second set. Broken Bow won the first set, 25-23. St. Paul's first set that they've lost all year. Serves across, a little off pass that time from Thomas. Asher's at least able to tip it across. Bump set to the back row. Gebhardt off the tape. It pops up there for par. Asher will set it to McCauley on the outside. Angle attack in zone four is good. Chloe, good placement for her third kill. And right back over to the Hawkettes. 19-6. 19-6. And we're going to see another substitution here for the Eagles. And ooh, we might have a little bit of an injury over there to Lauren Berman. She comes out, looks like maybe something in the stomach, and Morgan Holdorf will check in. McCauley on the outside goes with a tip try here for the Hawkettes. Picked up Burner. Back row attack, Gebhardt. Sheehy's there with the dig. Asher sets outside. McCauley again off the tip. Gebhardt with the dig. Outside attack going to be taken over by our new gal. They want a tip, and they will get a tip. Kill for Morgan Holdorf. Side out, Lutheran High Northeast. And back into serve it will be Amber Bachelman. Lutheran High 29-6 on the season. Again, they beat Centura in the district final, but really don't come down to Central Nebraska or play any teams in a tournament from our area. Hamburger, big swing, and a tip is going to be called, 20-7. Catherine Hamburger sent it way deep, but it was off a touch. That's her first kill of the set, but her sixth of the match. Wood River did play them in a tournament up towards the north. That's the only team outside of Centura that they would have played, as Gebhardt will terminate for the fifth time in this set, number 10 in the match. But we're really just playing out the string here in set two. St. Cecilia's up 20-8 and serving it away for Lutheran High is Burner. Middle attack, Hamburger. It's good. Back-to-back for Hamburger. She'll go back and serve it away. Over in C1, St. Paul leads Broken Bow 13-10 in the second. Hamburger's serve. Takes it across. The pass is off the mark, and it's going to be an ace. Gebhardt couldn't haul that one in. 22-8, St. Cecilia. We've actually seen, that's the third ace of this set for Hamburger. We've seen a lot of state tournament games yesterday, especially where teams didn't get to 10. Lutheran High Northeast might not get there here as they have another attack error, 23-8. Hamburger with six service points in this set. Half of them are aces. Again, Diller, Odell, and Bergen have advanced to the D1 final. Humphrey St. Francis and Bruning Davenport Schickley to the D2. Outside attack here. Gebhardt blocked but out of bounds. And Gebhardt will get credit for the kill. Side out. Lutheran High. And into serve it away will be Maddie Becker. Picked up 1 point last set from the service line. And Becker, knuckleball serve. That's a good one, but McCauley picks it up, bumps that Thomas 10-foot line, roll shot left corner. Handled there by Herbelsheimer. To the outside, a block again. Kierkegaard on the swing of Gebhardt. And Addie's having a really good second set herself. Three ace blocks in this set, and it is game point here in the second set for Hastings St. Cecilia. Jill Parr to serve it away at 24-9. Pass up front. Becker with the set. Outside attack Spence. She got it down and good. And Lutheran High is into double digits with their eighth kill of this set. St. Cecilia just not making mistakes right now. And Gebhardt will go back to serve it away until this set is over. 24-10, St. Cecilia. A little shorter serve. Parr has it. Asher sets Thomas on the outside off the double block. It's going to be picked up there by Becker. Bump set to the outside. A roll shot across by Berman, and St. Cecilia is in the net. Point Lutheran. 24-11. Gebhardt to serve again. That is the first point on serve in this set for Lutheran High Northeast. Hard to win when you can't score on your serve. Line drive, serve to Parr. Asher with the set. Thomas Kierkegaard, on the right side. She'll tip it over. Northeast gets the ball back, and they'll be out of bounds on the deep attack that time from Berman, and that'll be the end of set number two. St. Cecilia jumped out early and never looked back. 25-11 Hawkettes. They won the opener 25-19. We'll come back and look at the numbers right after this on The Breeze.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings offers congratulations to the St. Cecilia volleyball team on making it to the state tournament. Our clinic works with all the area schools, keeping them healthy and on top of their game. Our therapists are trained to rehabilitate sports injuries and help athletes return to the court as soon as possible. Located at 207 South Burlington, call us at 402-462-8824. Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings, providing you with the assistance and knowledge you need for a speedy recovery. Go Hawkettes!
Livingston Butler Vollen Funeral Home and Cremation Center is a name known for quality, for caring, and excellence. Now with over a century of service to the area, more families are turning to Butler Vollen when their need is greatest. Today, more than ever, people are beginning to see the wisdom, the logic, and economic advantage of prearranging that funeral in advance with Butler Vollen. It means loved ones have more time to grieve and to heal without all the extra worry. Prearrange with Nikki Butler at Butler Vollen Funeral Home and Cremation Center.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Let's take a look at some of the numbers we had in the second set. First off, for the Eagles of Lutheran High Northeast, Chloe Spence had a kill. Morgan Holdorf had a kill. Becca Gebhardt, a service point, 6 kills. That's it. 8 kills, no ace blocks, no ace serves. For St. Cecilia, Aaron Sheehy, 5 service points. Catherine Hamburger had 6 service points, 3 of them aces, 2 kills. Jill Parr, 3 service points, 1 was an ace. Chloe McCauley, 2 kills. McKenna Asher, an ace block and 2 kills. Addie Kierkegaard, 3 ace blocks and 2 kills. And Tori Thomas had an ace block. Only 8 kills, but 5 ace blocks and 4 ace serves. So they earned 17 of the points in a 25-11 win over Lutheran High Northeast. St. Cecilia's up 2-0. On the other court, Broken Bow beat St. Paul in the first. St. Paul leads the second, 17-15. We'll be back with more state volleyball after this on The Breeze.
All of us at Five Points Bank strongly believe in supporting our area's youth.
Five Points Bank contributes annually to the booster clubs of our area high school schools and Hastings College.
We believe student participation in extracurricular activities results in better student engagement and academic performance.
Extracurricular activities are the other half of education, and Five Points Bank supports and promotes these activities.
Get out there and support our youth by attending a ball game, a concert, an art show. Let's show our young people we care.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Doug Duda back with you here at the home of the State High School Volleyball Semifinals, Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln, brought to you by Mary Lanning Healthcare, your care, our inspiration. As we begin the third set, Asher will serve it across, and the Eagles go tip in the middle. Herbelsheimer gets her first kill of the entire match. Only 4 players have had a kill, and out of the 16, 11 of those belong to Gebhardt. And to serve it away will be Bachelman. Here's Asher, back set right side, McCauley, blocked up front by Gebhardt. Dig is made. They'll try it again with McCauley. She'll decide to just set it across. Berner with the dig, outside Gebhardt, over the double block, and good. Number 12 for Rebecca Gebhardt. We've talked about all these young teams that we have seen at the State High School Volleyball Tournament. This is really another one for Lutheran High Northeast. Holdorf, who came in, and Rosberg are the only 2 seniors on the entire roster. Outside attack here for Hamburger. Takes it through the double block and answers back with her 8th kill for St. Cecilia, and they're on the board. So she has 8. Asher has 4. Kierkegaard has 4. Thomas and McCauley have 3. It's just been the block game that has been key here. On a nice strong serve, right side attack, going to be taken deep that time for the Eagles. Herbelsheimer didn't get on top of it, and it's 2-2. So McCauley to serve it away again. McCauley's serve into the right corner. Picked up there by Bachelman, the defensive specialist, outside Gebhardt. Gebhardt will terminate. 3-2 Lutheran. But if Lutheran High can't find some help for Becca Gebhardt, this one could be over in three. To serve it away will be Haley Berner. Over to Sheehy, who had an outstanding second set. In the middle to Hamburger. Hamburger hammers it home, number nine. 3-3. Still plenty of volleyball going today, but remember, if St. Cecilia does get the win, a 1 o'clock final tomorrow, the loser has to play at 3 in the afternoon at Lincoln East. Serve goes into the net. So right back over to the Eagles. 4-3, Lutheran High in the third. 25-19, 25-11, St. Cecilia in the first two. Serve across, backed up Thomas. They get the set to Torrey. Torrey takes it off the tip. Picked up in the back row by Bachelman. Outside Gebhardt. Roll shot blocked by Kierkegaard. Stays with the Eagles. To the middle. Tip across that time by First. She's been quiet. She'll get the kill. That'll be the first for Mia. 5-3, Lutheran High. And Becker will try and get a run going. There just hasn't been many in this match for Lutheran High out of Norfolk. Set to the outside. Thomas that time drives it through the double block. It's not coming back. That's her first kill since the first set. She was shut out in the second set in the back row for a lot of those runs. And Jill Parr will go back and serve it away here for the Hawkettes. Jill floats it across. Bachelman again, and a double hit called on the set attempt. Pass kind of set Becker towards the net. She was trying to stay out of there and got called for the double touch. Parr to serve it away now at 5-5. Over in C1, St. Paul leads Broken Bow, 21-18 in the second. Bow did win the first, 25-23. Gebhardt blocked up front. Kierkegaard. Addie at 6-1 has her fifth block, teaming up with Thomas. It's hard to get him around the trees over there. Three in a row for the Hawkettes, and they have their first lead of set number three. Jill Parr again. Floats this one pretty short. Picked up there by Berner. Set to the outside. Was it into the net? Yes, it was on the attack of First. Point St. Cecilia. So Lutheran High got off to a nice start. Now they can't allow St. Cecilia to get on these runs that they have been accustomed to. 7-5, Hawkettes. Parr one more time. Just droops it across. Again, Berner goes low to pick it up, and nobody gets it after that. A serve for Parr. And for Jill, that'll be her second. It is 8-5 after Lutheran High had jumped up 5-3. The Eagles need that volleyball back and in a hurry. Knuckleball serve off of the back row and another ace. Back-to-back aces for Parr, three in the match. Jill hadn't necessarily been a shooter with those aces, 32 coming into the state tournament, but three here in this match. Parr tries to keep it going, moves it around, but too wide here on the near side. Out of bounds it goes. And back over to the Eagles. Gebhardt now to serve it away. Becca 4 points from the service line, including an ace. The do-it-everything player for the Eagles gets it over to Thomas, set it back to Torrey over the double block. Gebhardt digs out of the back row. Set by Becker. Outside attack, taken off the double block there by Berman. St. Cecilia goes to Thomas, 10-foot line punch shot. Handled there again by Berner. Now a hammer home for Lutheran High Northeast. No touch. Out of bounds called on the first swing. Mia First. Everybody thought it had been touched. And of course, they're hoping it would be touched because they are starting to get a little too far behind. Thomas serves. Back set to the middle. Spence blocked up front that time by Kierkegaard again, teaming up with McCauley. 11-6, St. Cecilia by 5. Over in C1, 24-22, St. Paul in the second. Bo won the first. Back row attack by Gebhardt, decides the roll shot, taken there by Thomas. Now to Kierkegaard. Her left-handed attack is blocked up front there by First. Outside attack, Asher will terminate. McKenna Asher with her fifth kill. 12-6. Thomas on the serve. Popped into the middle of Gebhardt, stays there. Punched into the net by Lutheran High. It was 5-3 Lutheran, and now they trail 13-6, and a timeout will be taken on C1's court. It was St. Paul beating Broken Bow in set 2 to even it at a game apiece. Here, St. Cecilia's up 2-0. We're right back after this on the Breeze.
Family Medical Center of Hastings is the place to go for all your healthcare needs. Their team is trained to treat the whole person, regardless of age. They provide a wide range of medical care, including acute care, routine health screenings, and treatment of chronic conditions. Family Medical Center is the area's only independent family medicine clinic. They're dedicated to providing you the best care in the most cost-effective manner. Your family's home for health care. 1021 West 14th Street, proud to support all area student athletes.
The Breeze, 94.5.
As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you not only St. Cecilia, but Adams Central, Hastings College, Hastings High Sports. Don't forget, Mike Will has Hastings College Bronco football tomorrow at undefeated Northwestern of Iowa, 1 o'clock on 1230 KHAS. Back to action here. Torrey Thomas with the serve. Back row attack by Gebhardt, easily picked up. High set to McCauley on the outside. Gebhardt with the dig. Back set by Becker. Right side attack by Spence. Off the tip, saved by Parr. Dumped over by Asher. Run down here to keep it out of the net by Becker, and a middle roll shot by First. St. Cecilia now back in system to McCauley. She'll try to drop it into the donut hole. It's dug out there by Berner. Another swing over the block that time by Berman. Long rally. Here's McCauley to finish it, and she's out. Trying to go near pin, hit it out of bounds, and finally Lutheran's able to pick up a point. They trail 13-7 in game number 3. And Mia First now to serve it away. First gets it across. Thomas goes down low to play it. Here's a short set for Kierkegaard. She hammers it across. A nice dig by First and passed over there by Herbelsheimer. Another short set, Kierkegaard, but wide. Point Eagles. 13-8. And that will allow First to stay back there and serve it. Whenever we're done, the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show, final stats, and hopefully a chance to chat with Coach Alan Van Cura, the Hall of Famer. In his 42nd year. Hard to believe, isn't it? McCauley outside will get the kill. 14-8, St. Cecilia. Aaron Sheehy will go back to serve it away. 25-19, 25-11, the first two set scores for Hastings St. Cecilia. A set away from the final as the serve will go into the net. Last time they were in the final, they won it in 2015. 7 state championships, 2 runner-ups, looking for their 10th finals appearance. As the serve is across by Chloe Spence, quick to the middle, and Hamburger's there to chop it up. Number 10 for Catherine, 15-9, St. Cecilia. Back to rotation 1 here with McKenna Asher. Checks over for the service area from assistant coach Kellen Schumacher. Sends it to her, and the roll shot back out of bounds by Lutheran, 16-9. Asher, first point on serve since the first set. Chelsea Prevent, Mandy Higgins, Kellen Schumacher assisting Alan Van Cura. 24th state tournament appearance for the Hawkettes. Serve across Berner, middle attack, and into the net by Herbelsheimer. Just not her night. 17-9. This one may be a lot easier than Coach Van Cura thought it would be. They've neutralized everybody but Gebhardt, and she can't win it by herself as Asher's short serve goes into the net. That's actually the 4th service error of the set. 4 of the 10 Lutheran high points are on service errors by St. Cecilia. Bachelman to serve it across, picked up there by McCauley. Set to the outside, Parr. Parr will tip it across, and they run into each other, and Parr gets the kill, and everybody loves that. When your setter gets a chance to do something, it wasn't some big swing by the 5-4 sophomore, but she did have a good placement tip, and she has her first kill of the match. They're having a little fun out there as they get ready for McCauley to serve it away for an ace. 19-10. St. Cecilia, and our final timeout here for Lutheran High Northeast. Not much going wrong for St. Cecilia this afternoon. They're 6 points away from the state final. Back in a moment on the Breeze.
Get the best deals of the season on new 2020 John Deere combines during the early order program at Landmark Implement.
Whether you're looking to improve your existing combine or you've been wanting to upgrade to a new model year, now is the time to lock in the best price. Get the largest cash discounts and best financing rates during Landmark's early order program. Contact your local Landmark location for full details and experience the Landmark difference.
The Breeze, 94.5.
State Volleyball brought to you by Mary Lanning Healthcare, your care, our inspiration. 25-19, 25-11, St. Cecilia. They lead it 19-10 here in the third set with Chloe McCauley serving out of the final Eagle timeout. Serve into the far corner is picked up there by Bachelman. Outside of Gebhardt, rattled off the tape, comes over to St. Cecilia. Back set middle, Thomas can only set it across. Free ball here for the Eagles. They go outside. Gebhardt will take it off the block. Another dig by McCauley. Asher sets outside. Thomas gets the kill. Fifth kill for Thomas, 20-10. We will have tomorrow's match for you on the Breeze, 94.5 at 1 o'clock approximately for the championship. Serves a strong one to Bachelman, but picked up and Gebhardt will terminate. Nice play by Vecca. Her 14th kill of the match. Side out, Lutheran High. Lutheran High looks like they're headed to a consolation match tomorrow at 3 o'clock against either Superior or GICC. Asher backs at Hamburger off the back foot. Gebhardt blocks it and gets the point. Becca Gebhardt with her first ace block as it was quickly off of a St. Cecilia player and out of bounds. Berner picking up her second point on serve of the match. Sends it across. Asher outside Thomas, and Thomas terminates. Number six for Torrey. Side out here, St. Cecilia. 21-12 in set. Number four, Grace Bitney checking in. As number four, Catherine Hamburger to serve. Down the middle it goes to Gebhardt. She'll take the attack, and it's going to be passed back towards the net. Thomas got it over, so they'll have to try it again with Gebhardt. This time it's not coming back. 15th kill for Becky Gebhardt. Side out. Oh, Lutheran High Northeast. In to serve it, Maddie Becker. Tonight on the Breeze, Sutton and Battle Creek football. St. Paul Aquinas on Power 99. Hastings Waverly, 1230 KHAS. Adams Central Aurora, ESPN. Serves across, Kierkegaard had to save it and take it across. So Gebhardt on the swing, one arm up by Asher, headed towards the St. Cecilia bench. Able to play it there with Thomas and pass it back over. Gebhardt from the 10-foot line, takes it off the Kierkegaard block finally and gets the kill. Haven't had a whole lot of luck going up against Kierkegaard. I have her for six ace blocks in this match. Becker to serve. Down 21-14. Good serve. McCauley goes low to pick it up. Thomas got a swing out on the angle off of Gebhardt and to the floor. Torrey Thomas, four of her seven kills are here in this third set. 3 points away, 22-14. Par to serve. Jill had a 5-0 run with a couple of aces last time she was back there. And this is a liner down the middle. Set to the outside. Gebhardt takes the swing and got the kill. 22-15. Again, the New West postgame show coming up. Final stats. Updates here at the state tournament. Third set in C1. St. Paul leads Broken Bow 7-4. They're even at a set apiece. And back to serve it away will be Becky Gebhardt. They need a monster run to even have a chance. An off pass, though, this time, and Thomas has to bump it across. So here is a free ball set by Becker. Middle attack first, and first will get the kill. That's the second for first. 22-16, 4-1 run here by Northeast. Gebhardt serve. Off and a slap. Handled by Sheehy. Asher to the outside. Thomas off the tip, and it is game point. 23-16, 2 points away from game point now. Torrey Thomas to serve. St. Cecilia cruising along here. Picked up by Gebhardt, bump set to the outside. Berman takes it off the tip. Thomas with the dig. Run down by Parr. Asher gets a left-handed swing on it over. Doug Freeball above the net. Kierkegaard tries to tip it down, but it's dug out there by first. Again, it's Berman off the single block of Asher. Rally going here to McCauley. She tries the corner. Gebhardt is there. Back set right side, Spence on the angle. Picked up by Asher. Kierkegaard sets it to the outside. It has to be passed across. Free ball here for the Eagles. Middle attack, tip into zone four, played, joust at the net, won by Kierkegaard. And now it's match point for Hastings St. Cecilia. 24-16, Hawkettes for win number 34. Across it comes, picked up by first. Set to the back row, Gebhardt can only set it across. Here's Parr, set middle, Kierkegaard attack, one arm up, Spence is able to save it. And it's taken across again by Gebhardt. Parr sets back set. Asher on the attack. Blocked. What a dig by Sheehy. Outside McCauley through the block. And that's going to end the match. And St. Cecilia is on to the 2019 C2 State Volleyball Championship. The 10th championship appearance in the long history of this very proud program. 25-19, 25-11, and 25-16 to improve to 34-3. Lutheran High now 30-7. We'll play in tomorrow's consolation match. We'll be back with the New West postgame show. Final stats, score updates, and a chance to chat with the coach right after this timeout.
Selecting the right insurance company is an important process, and there are many aspects to consider. Klein Insurance has many years of experience to back up their service, so you can be assured your investments are protected. Get your free no-obligation insurance quote on home, auto, business, farm, or crop insurance. Give yourself the peace of mind that so many clients already have with Klein Insurance. Klein Insurance, 710 South Burlington in Hastings. Insurance with service since 1959.
You were ready for the holiday season. Then Aunt Lisa texts that she's bringing over the whole extended family, plus their phones, tablets, and laptops. Can your Wi-Fi handle all that? Prepare your home now for the holidays with Allo Blast, powered by Wi-Fi 6. Enjoy increased range, stronger performance, the best internet experience possible. Let us focus on technology so you can focus on family. Switch to Allo Internet TV and phone service at allofiber.com/holidays or call 303-6112 today.
I remember vividly when I knew I was going to be a nurse. When I was 8 years old, my grandmother died from cancer. And from that point on, I always said, I'm going to be a nurse someday, and I'm going to try and make a difference. My first job was on the oncology unit here at Mary Lanning. And I worked in outpatient surgery, and then I also worked in cardiopulmonary, which is where I am today. I think the thing that I love most about being a nurse, we're in a unique position where we are with people during some of the happiest times of their lives, some of the scariest times, and some of the saddest times. And I just like being able to make a difference. So I can't imagine being anyplace else other than Mary Lanning. I'm Regina Anderson, RN, Manager of Cardiac Diagnostics and Cath Lab at Mary Lanning Healthcare. Mary Lanning Healthcare, your care, our inspiration.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back to Pinnacle Bank Arena here in Lincoln. Doug Duda with you on The Breeze for the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians providing a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. Looking at C1, St. Paul dropped their first set of the entire year, 25-23 in the first to Broken Bow. They did win the second set, 25-21, and now St. Paul leads Bow 13-9. Here, a clean sweep for Hastings St. Cecilia. Earlier today, Bergen, the defending champ, beat Pleasanton in the semifinal for the second straight year, doing it in four sets. Three of the four sets were two-pointers. The key was the third set where Pleasanton served at 24-23 but got beat 26-24. Diller O'Dell swept Cedar Catholic. In D2, we had 2 5-setters. Humphrey St. Francis over Lawrence Nelson, and Bruning Davenport Shickley won the fourth set 30-28 before taking the fifth 15-2. Coming up next here, Grand Island Central Catholic will be playing Superior, followed by Wahoo and Lincoln Lutheran. And then the Class B games, Scutt and Norris at 5, Waverly and Duchesne at 7, in A, Millard North and Gretna at 5, Papillion South and Pius at 7 o'clock. Let's go ahead and take a look at some of the numbers, starting with what we had in set number 4 or 3 of this match. First off, for Lutheran High Northeast, Maddie Becker had 2 service points. Mia First, a service point and 2 kills. Becca Gebhardt, a service point, an ace block, and 6 kills. Aubrey Herbelsheimer had 1 kill. Amber Bachelman, a service point, and Haley Berner had 1 service point. 9 kills, 1 ace block, and no ace serves for Lutheran High Northeast. For Hastings St. Cecilia, in set number 3, Catherine Hamburger had 3 kills. Jill Parr had 5 service points, 2 of them aces, and 1 kill. Chloe McCauley, 3 service points, 1 was an ace, 2 kills. McKenna Asher, 2 service points, 1 kill. Addie Kierkegaard, 2 ace blocks and a kill. And Tori Thomas, 5 service points and 5 kills. 13 kills, 2 ace blocks, 3 ace serves as St. Cecilia wins the third set, 25-16, to advance to the state championship game for the 10th time in school history, where they are 7-2 all time, and they will face a squad that they have already played this year. They lost to Superior in their own tournament. Now, that was a best of 3, and the 2 sets they lost were 25-23 and 28-26, I believe, to Superior. They have beaten Grand Island Central Catholic twice in a triangular 2-1, and in the sub-district final in 5 games. So either opponent will be a tough, tough draw for St. Cecilia. And then Lutheran High has to play the loser tomorrow in the consolation game at 3 o'clock at Lincoln East. We'll be back and give you the cumulative numbers as the New West postgame show continues here on The Breeze.
Hi, this is Brent from Keys Pharmacy here in Hastings. By now you've heard of CBD. At Keys Pharmacy, we have professional-grade farm-to-pharmacy CBD oils and salves. CBD products can be used for pain, anxiety, and insomnia. We even have CBD products safe for your pets. And we're here to answer any questions you might have about our professional-grade CBD products. Stop in to see us at Keys Pharmacies, your friendly pharmacies in Hastings, downtown, or at Keys Medical Park.
Is back pain keeping you from doing the activities you enjoy? Is hip, knee, or ankle pain making even the shortest walks difficult? Is hand, wrist, or finger pain making you cut tasks short or take frequent pauses? New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery is here to tell you that you don't have to live with the pain. With training in a wide range of specialties, New West has the doctor to get you back into the game. Schedule your appointment today. No referral is necessary. All major insurances accepted.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And we are back here on the New West postgame show on Power 90, or on The Breeze 94.5 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Let's take a look at the final cumulative numbers I had of this Hastings St. Cecilia sweep over Lutheran High Northeast. First off, for Lutheran High Northeast, let's take a look at Chloe Spence with 3 kills, Maddie Becker, 3 service points, Morgan Holdorf came in for a short time, got 1 kill. Mia First, 2 service points. 1 was an ace, 2 kills. Becca Gebhardt, 5 service points. 1 of those was an ace. She had an ace block, and she had a team high and match high, 17 kills. Aubrey Herbelsheimer had an ace block and 1 kill. Amber Bachelman, 2 service points. Haley Berner, 2 service points. 1 was an ace. Lutheran High Northeast was held to 24 kills, 2 ace blocks, and 3 ace serves as they fall to 30-7 on the season. For Hastings St. Cecilia, Erin Sheehy had 8 service points. Catherine Hamburger had 9 service points. 3 of them were aces, and she had a team-high 10 kills. Jill Parr with 8 service points. 3 of them were aces and 1 kill. Chloe McCauley, 6 service points. 1 was an ace. 5 kills in the match for McCauley. McKenna Asher, 4 service points. 1 was an ace, 2 ace blocks, and 5 kills. Addie Kierkegaard was outstanding along the net defensively. She had 6 ace blocks and 5 kills. And Tori Thomas, 6 service points. 1 was an ace block, and 8 kills. 34 kills, 9 ace blocks, 9 ace serves for St. Cecilia, so it wasn't all about hammering at home, but they were strong at the net, strong with their service game, and really couldn't have played much better. They had enough of a cushion in each of the sets to really cruise along here and play free and loose and win this one to improve to 34-3 with a straight set victory, 25-19, 11-16 over Lutheran High Northeast. Our New West postgame show will continue right after this on The Breeze.
Anywhere fall activities take you, Friesen Ford has you covered. With a great selection of new and pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, SUVs right on our lot, Friesen Ford has a selection to make it anywhere your fall activities take you. From marching band practices to high school football and volleyball games, their friendly sales team will work with you to find a car that fits your needs, and easy financing options are available. See the selection today at Friesen Ford, just off I-80 in Aurora, or online at FriesenFord.com for sales, service, parts. Trust your friendly Friesen Ford team.
5 Points Bank is strongly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do, and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way's annual campaign. Also, we make meaningful contributions to numerous community, educational, and civic organizations in our quest to make the quality of life in our area as strong as possible.
Giving back, it's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. 5 Points Bank, locally owned, locally managed, the better bank.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Action continuing here at Hastings St. Cecilia's semifinal win against the ball club from Lutheran High Northeast. And Grand Island Central Catholic warming up right now against Superior, but over in C1, they still have a lot of volleyball left to play. They're in set three, 21-14 is the score in favor of the St. Paul Wildcats, and they're even at a set apiece against Broken Bow. So 21-14, St. Paul with the lead, looking like they're going to go up 2-1. They're undefeated on the season, but that first set that they lost, 25-23, was the first set that they had lost all season long. We'll take one final break, see if we can have Coach Van Kura join us. Stay with us on The Breeze.
The name Mary Lanning Healthcare indicates that we are more than just a hospital, that we are in fact focused on the health of this community. And it's about providing it with a little bit more of a family touch and a little bit more care inside of that healthcare component. You know, I always say every hospital is as good as the medical staff that supports it. And we're fortunate to have a fantastic medical staff who is absolutely engaged in what we're doing. It's important that the Hastings community understand that Mary Lanning is a not-for-profit organization, which means the decisions that govern our organization are made locally. What I want the Hastings community to understand is that our success, Mary Lanning's success, is dependent on their support, which means that you're going to get our best every time you step in the front door. My name is Eric Barber, and I'm the president and CEO of Mary Lanning Healthcare.
Mary Lanning Healthcare. Your care, our inspiration.
Livingston Butler Vaughan's Funeral Home and Cremation.
When it comes to funerals and making pre-arrangements, Livingston Butler Vaughan Funeral Home is the right choice in Hastings. Now, with over a century of service, every possible funeral choice, including on-site cremation, they are a friend to turn to when your need is greatest. By pre-arranging that funeral today with Butler Vaughan, it means your family will have more time to grieve and heal without all the last-minute decisions. Pre-arrange with Livingston Butler Vaughan Funeral Home and Cremation Center today.
You were ready for the holiday season. Then Aunt Lisa texts that she's bringing over the whole extended family, plus their phones, tablets, and laptops. Can your Wi-Fi handle all that? Prepare your home now for the holidays with Allo Blast, powered by Wi-Fi 6. Enjoy increased range, stronger performance, the best internet experience possible. Let us focus on technology so you can focus on family. Switch to Allo Internet TV and phone service at allofiber.com/holidays or call 303-6112 today.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Well, the State High School Volleyball Tournament continuing here on The Breeze, 94.5, and we have not seen Coach Alavan Cura yet, so we may have to wrap things up without an opportunity to talk to the coach. So we will see him tomorrow as St. Cecilia will take on either Central Catholic or Superior for the Class C2 title, and I'm sure he's pretty excited to have the opportunity to get back into a state final as he was coaching the last time. That this volleyball team had been on so many runs, and he's got to be happy to bring this team back to a spot they've been into nine previous times. One final time, a reminder that our high school volleyball brought to you by Mary Lanning Healthcare, your care, our inspiration, high school football action coming your way tonight. Here on the Breeze, 6:30 pregame, kickoff at 7 from Sutton as the Mustangs take on the Braves of Battle Creek. And on Power 99, undefeated St. Paul take on the Monarchs of Aquinas Catholic out of David City. Also 6:30 pregame kickoff at 7. On 12:30 a.m. KHAS Hastings High is at Waverly, and Adams Central Aurora will be on ESPN 1550. Final score here today, a sweep for St. Cecilia over Lutheran, 25-19, 11-16. For all our fine sponsors, this is Doug Duda saying we will see you tomorrow at 1 for the state championship from the Devaney Center in Lincoln.
You've been listening to State High School Volleyball Action on the stations of Platte River Radio and online at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Remember, the local businesses you heard during this game make these broadcasts possible. Thank them. And thanks for listening to Platte River Radio Sports.
Music for my workday.
Your at workstation.
Yes.
We listen in the office.
All I ever listen to.
You're tuned in to The Breeze 94.5, KLIQ Hastings, Kearney, and Grand Island.
KLIQ Hastings, Grand Island, Kearney. We are your feel-good radio station. The Breeze 94.5.